right. Donald Trump on the trail today. He'll be in Green Bay, Wisconsin, but first he'll be stopping in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On the list of most important things to discuss, the border at the top. As you know, Ruby Garcia murdered brutally here a couple of weeks ago, dumped along U.S. 131 in the city of Grand Rapids by an illegal alien. In fact, somebody who had been kicked out of the country late September 2020 by this president, Donald Trump, and then who snuck in under Joe Biden not to even encounter a border agent. He's a gotaway, commits a murder here, and the Democrats would have you believe, well, this is just a matter of domestic violence. No, it's a matter of keeping the border sealed. Lynn Patton, senior advisor to the 45th president, joining me now. Lynn, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Ruby Garcia, yes, was it domestic violence? Yes, she's apparently dating this alleged killer. But the fact of the matter is he wouldn't have been here to commit domestic violence if the border was closed properly. Where am I wrong?
Well, that's right, Steve. And one of the first things they teach you in law school is the phrase, but for. And but for the fact that this illegal migrant was here in Michigan, Ruby Garcia would still be alive today. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember last week when Joe Biden, misconstrued my boss's conversation about it being a bloodbath in Michigan for the auto industry if he's not elected. The real bloodbath, of course, Steve, as we know, is at the southern border and under Biden.
Yeah. No question. You look, but for, that's a great argument. But for an open border, this would not have happened. Not to her, not to Lake and Riley, not to a whole host of people whose names we'll never hear because they don't rise to the top of the fold on the newspaper or the top of the feed on social media. There are people that die every day in this country from illegal aliens, aren't there?
Absolutely. And, you know, Trump has always been a champion of angel moms. And sadly, over the last 8 years, I personally have had the opportunity to meet countless of them who, but for their children would still be here because, you know, it's hard enough, I'm sure, to lose a child to an act of crime, or a drunk driver or a car accident. But, you know, even more insulting and insult to injury, of course, is the fact that it never should have happened. That this person who caused this death never should have even been in this country or worse, had been multiply deported several times in the past. And, you know, when Trump came down the golden escalator that morning in 2015 and announced his candidacy for president, you know, he said at the time and was canceled for it that they are not sending their best, that they're sending rapists, that they're sending murderers, that they're sending people who are basically suffering from mental illness, bringing drugs. We've now seen all of this come to fruition. And, you know, if I had a nickel for every time I said my boss was right, I could probably pay off the national deficit by now.
So how do we fix it? I mean, here's the thing. I know the president's going to talk about it in Michigan today because of Ruby Garcia. We're going to talk about the problem with Chinese fentanyl coming into the country. We're going to talk about the problem with EVs, which is a dead-end road for Michigan and Michigan workers in the middle class. All of these things are pushing Donald Trump into a position where he's leading all seven of the swing states right now. And it doesn't matter whether it's a head-to-head competition or a five-way race, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, by the way, just came out on CNN yesterday and said, Joe Biden's a far bigger threat to democracy than Donald Trump will ever be. Remarkable, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I actually have friends, believe it or not, who are on his campaign, and we talk all the time, and they absolutely agree with the majority of Donald Trump's points, and they certainly agree with the problem at the border. But, you know, the way you fix it, Steve, is by voting for Donald J. Trump on November 5th, 2024.
Yeah, now we've got this this problem in the middle now. Most of the trials have been pushed out of the way, but one of these trials starts in just over 2 weeks now. They're going to try to put him on trial, take him off the campaign trail, try to, I don't know, smear him, shame him, do whatever they do, which usually makes him stronger. What do you think of this?
Well, they are taking him off the campaign trail. There's no question about that. And, you know, if they're dumb enough to televise the court hearing, as I suspect they might be, they're certainly going to, at the very least, televise him walking in and out of court every day. And, you know, I think for the first time, Democrats run the risk of having everyday Americans see with their own eyes that this is election interference. That this isn't Trump saying or accusing them of you know, a democracy interference. It is, because they're going to see that my boss has to sit physically by law in a New York City courtroom every day for the next 4 to 6 weeks, from 9 to 5 p.m., while his opponent, who's losing to him in the polls, countless of them, gets to campaign freely and fairly around this country 24/7. And we can only do it in the evening or at night or on the weekends.
Yeah. It's problematic, but it's not. I mean, I just went to the polls here today, and again, the polls have had Donald Trump up for quite some time. General election polls, it's tight. The Real Clear Politics average has Donald Trump plus one. But when you make it a five-way race, it becomes a 2.5-point race. It gets bigger for Donald Trump. So Mr. Kennedy will stick around. So will Jill Stein and Cornel West. It just, and look, I think Americans should have options. I think it's great. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Donald Trump comes out on top, and hopefully we can put some of this anger and angst behind us and seal the southern border, stop the insanity of EVs, which are destroying. I mean, look, Fisker's going bankrupt today as we speak. Big fancy Fisker dropped the price of their cars, $25,000. They're going to go bankrupt in California, big startup, because there's no appetite for these cars, and it's destroying the middle class no more so than in Michigan, is it?
Zero. And, you know, we're not afraid, Steve, obviously, to have as many candidates who want to run for president on the ballot, unlike Joe Biden. But at the end of the day, you know, Michiganers are the ones paying the price, as we've said before on your show, $900 a month extra in the cost of living now under Biden than it was under Trump for the same standard of living. You know, you guys are the ones who run the risk of losing millions of jobs in your own backyards when Biden's EV mandates take over and take control. You know, and we all know that the bogus environmental argument is a load of crap, because, you know, obviously, in order to construct these batteries, these e-batteries, they need to do more mining and drilling than ever before. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a coordinated plan by the Democrat Party to just eliminate gas and auto and obviously the energy industry, where
very dangerous.
We're energy independent, of course, as we all know.
Very dangerous. All right. So any more campaign stops? We've got Michigan and Wisconsin today. Anything else between now and April 15th when this circus begins?
You know, we're constantly stopping a lot of places. I know we have to go. Not all of them will be rallies. Some of them will be fundraisers. But I know we're going to Atlanta. I believe also Orlando area. I think we might even be touching down in Philadelphia at some point. But I will certainly keep you posted, Steve. And, of course, as always, your listeners can go to DonaldJTrump.com. Check it every day. Check it every hour. For updates on when these happen.
There you go. Lynn Patton, always a pleasure. Thank you for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Greatly appreciate it. All right, I will be seeing the president later today in Grand Rapids, so I'm heading there when we're done here today this morning. So there you go.
Love it.
There you have it. Lynn Patton, thank you. All right, so we'll take a break and be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9445.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.